When I go to a country, I want to see God's best in that country. There's no reason why the Christians of Pakistan cannot be the strongest Christians in the world. The closest to God. The strongest in prayer. There's no reason why we cannot see a greater release of God's power and miracles throughout this nation. Because the eyes of God are looking throughout the world to strengthen those who are fully committed to Him. Now, how God was able to raise up the prophet Moses was in a time of suffering and hardship. Because God's people were under the dictatorship of the Egyptian Pharaoh. The Egyptians thought that they were the greatest people, and that these God's people, they were just like slaves. So in the eyes of man, God's people were looked down upon. But that's often how God chooses a people and in due time raises them up. And God was outworking His purpose to bring glory through to His name. But it took 400 years since the first Israelites were in Egypt until Moses. There was 400 years. Now for those 400 years, God's people had to trust Him, be faithful to Him. Unfortunately, now and again, there was some compromise, some sins. But in their suffering, they cried out to God. And at the right time, God delivered them with the most powerful miracles ever seen. Now, Moses said that God would raise up a prophet like him, speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ. The law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to demonstrate the mercy of God, the love of God, and ultimately to die to establish the gospel. Now, under the law, you could say it was at times very harsh, very strict. And if a person did certain sins, they were to be stoned to death. But under the gospel, it's like God in His mercy giving the sinner the second chance. But many times under the law, they did not know this second chance. Now I want to speak about this man called Nehemiah. And he was under the law, in the time of the law. So he was actually a very hard man. If he saw people sinning, he even gave them a beating. So I am not saying we should be like that. We should be like Jesus Christ. But on the other hand, we do need the seriousness of obeying God. Now God had commanded a special day for His worship. And they were to be committed to that day for the sake of holding on to worshipping God. But so often they compromised because they wanted to do their own business. And instead of being committed to God, they thought more about their own financial situation. Now God had promised that if they obey Him, He will bless them financially. But if they have the wrong motives and become greedy for wealth, then of course that gives an open door for their relationship with God to have a problem. So when Nehemiah saw these men coming to Jerusalem to sell their products on the God's chosen day instead of worshipping God, he commanded that the city gates were to be closed and locked the night before so they could not come in. Now some weeks later, and he saw them sleeping outside on the night before. He went out and rebuked them. What are you doing? Aren't you going to put God first in your life? Now another problem was that the believers were marrying unbelievers. The men obviously were seeing that the unbelieving woman were looking very beautiful. And instead of marrying a believer, they went out to look for the beautiful unbelieving girl. Now when Nehemiah saw them doing this, again he was very angry. So angry he found the fathers who were permitting this to happen. He pulled them by the hair. So angry was he with these men. And he mentioned about King Solomon. And he said, was it not because of marriages like these that Solomon sinned? Okay, King Solomon, he married these foreign women and he sinned. King Solomon was a famous king of Israel. When he was young, he was very good. God loved him. God came to him twice in dreams. God said, I will give you whatever you ask for. Solomon asked for wisdom, understanding to lead the people. So God was very pleased for him that he did this. And he blessed him and he gave him wealth and power. But Solomon turned away from God in his heart. from God? He saw the beautiful woman of the unbelieving nations. And because he was rich and powerful, he began to collect wives. So when Nehemiah saw the believing men letting this happen with the unbelieving woman, he reminded them of King Solomon and how King Solomon was led into sin. But now must we hear that you are doing this same terrible wickedness. Nehemiah found compromise among the priests. Of course, the priests were to be holy, and they were to do things according to God's pattern. There is a slight difference between the Old Testament priests and the New Testament. Because the New Covenant has fulfilled the Old Covenant, and God had to do this to open up the gospel for all nations. And find for himself a people from all nations. It's because God doesn't want heaven to be empty, God wants heaven to be full. So we are in the time of working with the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel. Now, just as under the law, compromise came in and Israel became weak in faith, we have to be so careful that we as Christians do not let compromise come in. We do not want weak churches, we want the strong faith churches. You know, I met one man, he was an elder of a church. And he gave his daughter in marriage to an unbeliever. And actually that unbelieving man had some very strange beliefs. He would believe in Jesus, but he would deny the divinity of Jesus Christ. He refused to say Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Savior. So he was a false believer. But this elder was going to a very good church and he was having the good faith. And I was thinking, why would you want to give your own daughter into the hands of the devil? Don't you want to see your own daughter in heaven? Now, his daughter happened to have a small shop selling drinks and small items like that. And my good friend was having a shop right next door to her. So I used to see her every day and try and share something from the Bible with her. But because of her husband, she was unwilling to accept what the Bible really said. And I was thinking, what a tragedy. That if her father had found the right kind of person for her to marry, she would have been the very strong believer. But instead she has been bound in darkness. Now the truth is that on the day of judgment we all stand alone. And she will have to give an account for her life alone. She will not be able to say, "Oh, my husband, he stopped me from following you." No, on the day of judgment, we all have to give an account for what we believed. So even if a person has an unbelieving husband, they should still believe in Jesus Christ. But this was the issue that Nehemiah was wanting to save God's people from. He wants every believer to be the strong believer. So then there will not be this problem of marrying people who don't believe. So just keep that in mind for marriages among Christians of Pakistan. Now the problem is a person can pretend to be a true Christian without being a true believer. Maybe they were born in a Christian family. Maybe they have gone to church from their childhood. But it comes down again to their own hearts. And are they really going to put God first in their life? What would Nehemiah do if he saw young people starting to smoke the drugs? What, you are from a believing family? He would pull them by the hair, give up those drugs and throw them away. We're going to kick the devil out of this place. As I said, Nehemiah was a very harsh man. But at that time, that is what Israel needed. Because there was so much compromise among the believers. And that's why entertainment can come in. And the young people can enjoy playing snooker, playing video games. There's no problem with that at the right time. But it is a problem when, oh, I won't go to church this morning, I will play video games and snooker this morning. Nehemiah would pull you by the hair and say, "What kind of Christian are you? You don't even know how to pray, you don't even know how to study the Bible. Are you going to see any miracles in your life? Are you going to become the powerful man of God? No, you're already in the grip of the devil." So as as I was walking around here this morning, I was thinking of Nehemiah. Because I heard that this is supposed to be the Christian area. So if this is the Christian part of Pakistan, then I have to find the very strong Christians here. I can say there are many good blessings here. When I was doing missionary work in Africa, I noticed that all the churches were almost completely full of women, not many men. But here at least I'm still seeing a good number of men in the church, so that is at least a blessing. But what was happening in Africa was when the women were having problems, they were turning to Jesus Christ and getting saved. When the men were having problems, they were turning to the alcohol and getting drunk. What would Nehemiah do if he saw all of these supposedly believers getting drunk? Of course, again, he would pull them by the hair and say, "What kind of believer are you?"
और बेशक उनको बालों से पकड़कर पूछे कि तुम किस किस्म के मसीह हो।